All right, happy to have a guest in studio. I have Taylor Rayleigh to single Take Me Out Dancing. So go ahead, Taylor. I mean, you came from Dawson Creek a little bit earlier. Good sort of drive-in and everything.
Yeah, no, it was really great. It was my first time to Peace River, so it's kind of cool.
You gonna be checking out a little when you're here, or are you kind of on to the next stop after sort of thing? Or
we have a little bit of time today, so we might kind of wander around a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Wandering around a little bit. But yeah, with the latest single, like what kind of led to, you know, that sort of tune? It seemed to be inspired by like loving just being on the dance floor and country music and everything like that. But like what inspired that to be the single specifically?
In the summer especially, I feel like who doesn't want to go out dancing? And the best songs for me anyways are kind of those older ones like Alan Jackson, Shania Twain, like they kind of knew how to do it. So just kind of threw back to them a little bit.
It seems like quite a journey throughout, you know, I mean, your career already. Like, you've been at it for, you know, quite a few years now. And
yeah.
I'm kind of wondering, like, I mean, you had that track where you were performing and just really resonated with, you know, Army veterans and everything like that. What was the inspiration for, you know, that sort of track there? Because that seems like a probably deeply personal thing, too.
Is that the song Sad for a While?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny because I wrote it, like, years ago. It was one of my first songs that I really kind of put together. And it was kind of sitting on the back burner. And then when the Humboldt crash happened and all that, we knew one of the Joseph family who were affected by that. They had me sing it at the memorial. So then now it kind of has this whole big meaning to it, which at the start it was kind of about like it was inspired by my mom, and now it's just so much bigger than that. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So is it like that combination of two things, like you draw from your own personal experiences and then sort of like what's going on, you know, outside of that? Is that sort of your inspiration?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think definitely living away from home, you kind of, you know, your family's a little bit too far away to fall back on them all the time. So that's definitely inspired by that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like you're also interested in, you know, artists outside the genre. You mentioned some of your country influences, but also seems like you're into like Adele and certain influences like that too. So how does other genres inform, you know, what you're doing? Because now country music seems like there's all kind of genres just, you know, put together sort of thing.
Totally. Country music seems like so, it's just kind of pulled from every genre, which is so cool. But I'm in a soul choir and I sing backup for a gospel singer sometimes.
Oh, nice.
So it's like all these different genres are just kind of put into, well, I guess what'll now be my album. But yeah, so it's kind of cool to see where all the influence is coming from. And there's a bit of soul, a bit of rock, all that kind of stuff.
No, that's awesome. It's good to have that sort of like amalgamation of everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll reflect in the upcoming album too. I understand you have a debut album on the way, Backseat Driver, early 2019 there.
Yes, I'm super excited about it. My backing band, the Backseat Drivers, were huge in kind of creating the whole vibe of the album. And they're all really into rock music and all kind of found themselves in this country band, so it's heavily influenced by like classic country and rock. It's really cool.
Yeah, it seems like you work with a lot of like really amazing individuals, like
yeah.
Jay DeMarcus, some experience there, and just certain artists like that too. So I mean, what does that do for like the confidence as well, just getting to play with these certain players? It's like, oh wow, I must be on par if I'm, you know, jamming alongside contemporaries like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you ever really feel like you're on par. You're constantly around them and you're just like, wow, these people are amazing. And you definitely try to pull from how talented they are and kind of influence your own music with what they can do and make happen and the kind of like feelings they can put into everything they do. Yeah.
And it still seems like you're a fan and everything like that. Like I think you had a Red Rock amphitheater sort of picture, like you were out there and just taking in a concert there and just certain venues like that. Like what kind of like venues are like favorites of yours in terms of like what you've gotten to like play at this point?
You know what? There's been so many because I like even playing downtown Vancouver and stuff. Some of those shows are the coolest shows because it's so intimate and you have people that are so kind of into your music and all that. But I did a show at Big Valley Jamboree, which was really cool because that was one of my first bigger venues where I kind of didn't know what to expect at all. And everybody was great. Yeah, it's really cool to take it in.
Was it kind of like daunting or did it end up being like sort of a just a different dynamic more than anything when you got up there?
Yeah, it's definitely, it can be a bit daunting before you step on stage. And then once you're on stage, you kind of just get in the zone a little bit and, you know, you kind of feel like that's where you're supposed to be. So it's good. Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering as far as like some of the records and stuff like that, because you'd have the self-titled project on the Bandcamp I noticed there. Like, do you compartmentalize albums as like separate things or is each record like a learning process and you keep building? Like, how do you sort of view that?
Yeah. Like the self-titled stuff was kind of some of my earliest music. And so it is kind of cool to see where you come from. You know, you look back on your first songs, you're like, whoa, that everything's kind of grown up a bit with me, which is really cool to like have that on record and see that.
Yeah, and you know, with like the debut record you're readying here and everything like that, I mean, is it like sort of a, you know, different mentality getting something like that together? Because I mean, with the aforementioned, you know, project you had there, yeah. It seems like it's culled from just, you know, years and years of material. So was it different getting this debut album in like maybe like a shorter time frame?
A little bit. Yeah. We my band and I, we won the BCCMA Breakthrough Project, which was kind of just like, okay, you know, let's get this done. Let's get the album going. Let's get in the studio. And it was really cool to just see everybody come together and kind of just live off the floor, kind of making it up as you go a little bit. And it's really cool to see everybody improv. And you can really hear, like, how different, like, Blue, my guitarist. He has such a specific way of playing guitar that if he wasn't on the album, you would know. Because it just, it's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be awesome playing with all these, you know, different players. It seems like you've been through, you know, a lot over the years. Like, when did you initially start performing? I was seeing articles saying, like, around, like, you know, 13 years old, maybe even sooner than that. Like, when did you start getting going with that?
Yeah, I didn't really start performing probably until 13, 14. I karaoke'd with my dad in the basement when we were younger, and that was kind of how I got going a little bit.
Getting your chops going. Sort
yeah,
of
exactly. And then eventually he was like, actually, Tay, you're not that bad. Maybe you should pursue this a little bit. So they kind of just left it up to me and kind of let me do my thing and figure it out as I go. And I mean, as a musician, I think we're always still figuring it out a bit, but
going for, you know, this record coming up here and everything, yeah. Like that, are there tracks beyond the single that you're really like excited for people to hear, just some of the, like the deeper cuts? And
yes, I'm really excited for one of the next releases. It's a song called Nashville, and it's a little bit heavier then Take Me Out Dancing. So yeah, I'm really excited. It's got some really cool instrumentation with the band and all that. There's harmonica and organ. And yeah, it's got a really cool vibe to it.
No, that's awesome. And since we have you in studio, you got a, you know, great guitar here and everything yeah. Like that. Would you mind maybe, you know, jamming a tune for us here?
Yeah, I can play you Nashville, actually.
Awesome, that'd be great.
Find myself wishing away the days, wishing the nights would last forever, 'cause there is no other place I'd rather be. You keep on running through my brain. I try to play it cool, not to give it away, but I know you're what's kept me sane all this time. So I wanna lie right here with my close, pretend to be sleeping so we can be close, and feel your heart beating next to mine, wondering how I'm gonna leave this behind when I pack up my bags and leave you here. Thinking about it can bring me to tears. Remember when I'm missing you, and I will. It's only 4,000 miles to Nashville. Like folding the page in a book before bed. You know it's time to lay your head, but you know in your heart that this won't be the end. And I know all this time would seem so wrong if I didn't have you by my side. All along I wanna lie right here with my eyes closed, pretend to be sleeping so we can be close and feel your heart beating next to mine. Just living in this moment in time. When I watch you drive off and leave me here, thinking about it can bring me to tears. Remember when I'm missing you, and I will. It's only 4,000 miles to Nashville, and I spend my time trying to move on. Understanding was so strong, and so I wanna lie right here with my eyes closed, try to sleep without you so close, feeling your heart beating next to mine,
Just thinking about seeing you one more time. Well, hopefully life will lead us back. Only God knows what's in the plan. Remember when I'm missing you, and I always will. It's only 4,000 miles to Nashville.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for performing. Anything? Yeah. Is there anything you want to maybe add as a parting thought as we're, you know, wrapping up here? That was really great having you in studio.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I could give you my website and stuff like that if you want.
Yeah, how can people find you online? Like, you got Instagram, Facebook. Like, where's the best way for people to reach Taylor Ray?
Yeah, so you can find me at TaylorRayOfficial.com. And then Facebook, YouTube is all Taylor Ray Official as well. And my Instagram is TaylorRay_16.
Give some likes, give some follows, take me out all dancing that. As a single. Thanks for your time, Taylor.
Thank you so much for having me.